You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today's a special episode. We are welcoming back Lakeisha Mazur on the line, who she is the, she's now an official author with Mission Matters. So she wrote about an abundance mindset. We're going to get into her writing today. Lakeisha is also a podcast host. The name of her show is Overlooked Business Basics on the Mission Matters Podcast Network. And then, of course, let's just say, Lakeisha, your day job as business development advisor and co-founder of Legal Help 4Biz. That's the number 4Biz, BIZ.com. Lakeisha, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me back, Adam. I didn't blow it the first time, so it's great to come back as a second time.
Hey, I was just thinking as I'm doing the intro, I'm like, your title's getting longer and longer. We got a part-time job over here at Mission Matters. I'm loving it.
Hey, you know what? The year of me, just super blessed and just, you know, a really great opportunity to partner with you guys and be on the podcast network and be an author. And I'm just like, wow, I've got a moniker now.
You sure do. And I'm so proud and happy and thrilled to have you on the network and to continue to see all the great work you're putting out. But we got a lot to cover today. So we'll, of course, be covering the book. We'll be talking about your podcast. Of course, I want all of my listeners to go out there and check it out. And then, of course, we're going to get into your business as well. So legalhelp4biz.com. So before we start all of that, though, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Lakeisha, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Lakeisha, what mission matters to you?
Being a helper to humanity in the best way that I can be utilized, whether that's a friendly ear, as a business resource, or a community resource.
It's great and great having you back on. And I guess just to get us kicked off here, let's go a little bit further back. I don't want to assume that all of our new listeners and viewers caught some of our previous work. So maybe just start off by telling us a little bit more about how you got on this path as an entrepreneur.
Well, it started with being a corporate life insurance agent. Hmm. And I learned about the marketing technique of event marketing for lead generation. And I became like the queen of event marketing and I just like kept going. And then as I added some more products with the identity theft protection mm-hmm. and the legal insurance, I started doing health and safety fairs for the local communities at health and safety fairs for the community, but also school health and safety fairs because child identity theft it still is running rampant. I mean, of course, COVID's happened now. So all that stuff is spiked, but no one's looking out for the little ones. So I wanted to make sure there was some awareness like, hey, family, your little ones there. I mean, you know, they're starting kindergarten and they've got a mortgage. What is up with that? What happened there?
No, it's important, the work that you're doing, and I'm glad and I'm happy to shed light on that. But I'm curious about this idea of entrepreneurship. So, you know, a lot of people that maybe start off in the corporate world like you did, and then maybe decide to go that entrepreneur route, or they're thinking about going that entrepreneur route. What are your thoughts on like what people should have in mind before they kind of take that leap?
I think a clear concept of what you want to do to replace what you're currently doing. Like what income level do you need to be comfortable at as you fulfill your dream and work your dream while you stop working the dream of someone else as their employee, whether it's salary or hourly, you know, what dream are you replacing it with now that you finally realize, man, I'm just not happy. I'm not feeling fulfilled. Yeah, it's paying the bills, but am I happy? You know, am I coming home to my wife or my husband and my kids. And I, am I happy when I walk through the door, or am I just exhausted and I just want to like go lay down somewhere?
Yeah. And I don't think that's something we talk about enough, that idea of sacrifice and what it takes to really be an entrepreneur and to really make that happen. That idea of not having that, let's just say, consistent check coming every, you know, a couple of weeks or whenever it comes. Like, talk a little bit more about the sacrifice and what it really takes, like in your experience. Like, what does it take to go out there and to really, you know, hang your shingle and plant that flag?
You gotta learn your value. You got to learn your value as the breadwinner or the secondary breadwinner. You know, you got to know your value of what you are bringing to the marketplace and who your marketplace is that's actually going to, you know your value. Because if you are like, I'll go with the highest one that in my mind I can think of. Yeah. I'm a business development advisor. I'm not a business coach, but coaching is a booming business, you know, whether you're self-taught, you've got some mentorship and, you know, you're an affiliate of the program, but that's thousands of dollars depending on how high ticket you are. So your client is not going to be the mechanic and it's not going to be the owner of the mechanic shop. Do you see what I'm saying? It's going to be like, you're going to like match what you want to do to who's going to pay your price. You do have to know your value, but you also got to know, like, if the person say they own 4 mechanic shops, they can be your client, but you got to know who can afford you because you have to keep the lights on too.
Yeah.
I mean, and starting out when I was at the health and safety fairs and I was trying to transition into, yes, I'm teaching you how to use all these products, but actually there's some other things I know as well. And I didn't mean to throw out a price. Don't throw out a price until you really know, like test that price. And one lady was like, you do all that? And I was like, well, yeah, because I'm eager and I'm ignorance on fire, mind you. I'm just trying to hang that shingle out there.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you know what the other people are charging? And I'm like, no, like, because once it's revealed, now it can't be concealed. So now I'm like, how much? And then she's like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I had to go back and reevaluate myself. And I was like, wait a minute, I do bring all that. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I need to find the people that are going to know my value and can afford my value.
And I think one of the interesting things, and we'll talk more about this, of course, is on your podcast, you are really walking through and taking people through some of those early journeys, but also just the basics, right? The basics of business and what can be expected and really how to survive and thrive in it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's switch it up a bit for a moment. I want to get into the book. So, An Abundance Mindset, The Key to Business Success. What was the inspiration behind this?
Not having a big enough marketing budget to grow and scale my business. That I had whined about it for years to myself. Yeah. And to God, I'm like, if I just had this marketing, I have all these ideas. I have these one page marketing plans, you know, 4 different ways to market 4 different products, which is 20 marketing plans, you know, to find the best one. That way I'm not shotgunning my marketing. I'm straight arrowing what I need it to do. And then I just happen to have a tragic but wonderful windfall to where I actually got the marketing budget and I deployed as much funds into everything that I had, but it was already, the plan was already done. See, when you get the money, it's after you get the plan. You can't just, okay, I want some money. Okay. And then what the money is, you don't know what to do with it. That's like a budget, you know, it's still a budget, it's still business budget. You got to tell that money where it goes. Otherwise you're going to buy stuff or people, or worse yet, people, even though you have it lined up to what you were going to buy and invest in, there's those emails, those shiny object emails, those phone calls, those text messages. And the next minute, you know, you spent your marketing budget on all these other avenues versus what you had lined out. Because some of my stuff, I had a direct mail campaign and I wanted to deploy that. For like 2 years, I sat on the design of that business, that postcard, and I finally deployed. I was like, yes. And I got to see the actual ROI instead of studying the ROI. I actually got to get the ROI for it doing the actual direct mail. So
yeah. So I want to pick apart the chapter a bit and what you contributed to the book. So the five things you need to build an abundance mindset over, also priority management, knowledge, affirmation, self-awareness, and long-term plan. So I want to maybe pick one or two of these to kind of elaborate on a little bit further. So let's start with priority management. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Priority management. Yes, it's the priority. It's not the to-do list. Most people think it's like the to-do list, but it's a little deeper than the to-do list because you have to see what your priorities. Like if you something was on fire and you have to run in the burning building, what are you going to save first? And that's how I look at priority management. You know, like I have to return these phone calls. I have to return these emails, but which phone calls are more important? Like, did they call yesterday? Do I have a business meeting at a set time that I need to make that call? You know, do I have a doctor's appointment that I actually cannot move? Like, you know, or I need to pay something and I have to actually call in. Like, and those are my, and I only have three of these, like, cause it's not time management because we all have the same amount of time. That's why it's not time management. It's priority management. And I have three things that I like to make two of them business. One of them is going to be personal. And then that way I can feel satisfied and achieve versus the to-do list, this never ending to-do list, which as an entrepreneur, you're going to have it. It's a never ending to-do list. And if you think that I'll just put the top three, no, because things are going to happen. You're going to have a fire, which are the worst because someone called in sick. If you've got a team, some meeting got canceled, but there's still a deadline for something else. So it, it's priority management. Like how are those fires going to be put out if they find their way into my top three? And usually it's like, okay, this is a fire. Let me put this out. If I can't delegate it to somebody.
Now I happen to know that you are quite a planner. You're a planner. I think from a lot of people that are watching this now and they think about how you plan your marketing in advance, a lot of other things. I know you plan your podcast in advance, a lot of things. You put a lot of work in the planning side of things. For those that are kind of struggle with this priority management, I don't know if you started that way and you were always that way in terms of being able to prioritize correctly or adequately, but what kind of things would you tell them as they kind of again on their journey of management? Like what would you tell them to help them out?
Well, you know, I actually did start out with time management. I did start with time management. I time blocked. I do time block. So that's about as much time management as I do. I time block. Like I get that, Tuesday through Friday calendar because I don't do Mondays. and then just like color, like with crayons, pencil, whatever you need to do. And then keep in mind, put your family in there, put your workout in there, put your prayer time, your meditation. You got to put that in there. You know, I'm not the type of person where I need to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to like jog and work out and pray. And then I start my day. No, I get up at 9:30. So, I like sleep. That's my priority. I can't serve you if I'm groggy. I can't serve you. And I don't run on coffee. So I really need sleep. I don't run on coffee. Now, oh, you didn't have your coffee yet? No, didn't have enough sleep yet. How may I help you? What? Like, that's not professional. So I block in some sleep. I know my energy time. You should know your energy time too, because if you have high energy certain times of the day, that's where you need to put your priority task into. You know, like if I have to get up to call Florida, I'm getting up at 7, you know, like I have to like block that. Like that's a done deal. I have to do that. You know, if it's central, okay, I have to block that in, you know, and it's because they're priorities because you've got East and then you've got Central Standard Time and then everything in the West Coast is, I'll get to it later because we're kind of like that over here. I'm sorry. I've done business and so many people on the West Coast and we'll get to it later. So I'm like, cool. Yeah. Like that's another thing. Time zone priority. East Coast is my priority. And then moving all the way to where I live. Because I know the culture of each region. Probably too much knowledge to know, but it helps me.
So I want to shift gears here for a moment or so. So Overlooked Business Basics. So your podcast, I'm thrilled to be distributing this. And I'm just a big fan of the way that the content is evolving over time. And it just gets better and better. It started out good. Now it just keeps getting better and better. So maybe just give the audience a little bit of an overview about maybe some of the types of things you talk about on your show.
Overlooked Business Basics is you're either full-time and you have a side hustle, or you've been in business about 1 or 2 years and you're missing some of like the basics. And I mean, basics like I am not jabbing at realtors, but they are the most easiest ones for this overlooked business basic. Mm. You spend money on those beautiful cars, and you spend money on postcards, you know, for your little neighborhood nest, or I forgot what it's really called. But when I look at your postcards and I look at your business cards and you have those wonderful photos, right? You spend all that money on that. And then I can contact you at yourname@gmail.com. Mm. Stop it. At yahoo.com, at hotmail.com. And iPhone is not good enough either. If you thought that was an upgrade, it's not. Okay. It's right up there with AOL. You spend all this money, and insurance agents do it too, but we don't put our pictures like over everything the way realtors do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's a relational business. But if you're going to spend that, get that professional email address, even if you already have a domain name, which should be your name technically, because you know, you never know who you hang your shingle with. And then you get a free email address with that. Did you not know that? I'm just saying, because some softwares, because there's a lot of realtor stuff, software, all that kind of stuff, want you to have a professional email address.
Yeah.
You know,
it's great.
So that's my pet peeve. Mm-hmm. And realtors are the easiest people to like go after. I mean, insurance agents too. So, you know, I'm in that genre, but I have a professional email address.
So when we met, I mean, this was prior to the book, of course, prior to launching the podcast. And so now I'm curious and interested to hear. So now that you're on the other side, both as an author, and now we'll talk about the podcast a little bit more, but as a podcast host, what's been one of your favorite things about creating content and about getting it out there for people?
Okay. So I'm a podcast hostess, and I know host is like, but I like the ESSS after that, like, because for me, I'm like the hostess. So like, I'm like the party hostess.
I'm in.
And I love it, because here's the thing. I, in my mind's eye, one of my marketing ideas was like, oh my God, a YouTube channel, which I do have. But the problem was content posting. See, I've never had a content problem. I always got something to talk about. If I get out my house, or I'm watching a webinar, or I'm like watching television, you know, I'm going to have some content. It's the accountability. This is why I love Mission Matters. It's the accountability of you need to turn that in. You need to turn that in. So now I have that wonderful accountability with you guys, and it gets out there, and I'm like, yay. And honestly, when I'm doing it, it's a learned experience for me. It's like what I talked about, I kind of, well, usually I live it, true, you know, because you can't talk about what don't know, what you ain't lived through, right? Because that would make you fake and you wouldn't be authentic.
For sure.
But then even after I've done the show, I feel like this peace, like this, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. So, yeah.
No, I think it's great. And as I see continue to build a catalog and build the episodes, it's just great to see that catalog evolve. What's been one of your favorite episodes you've done? Like just one of the favorite topics you've spoken on or episodes that you've done today?
I would say, Business Basics Inventory. And I don't know what episode that is because what Business Basics Inventory was, it started like, I had this sheet I found in my book, and it had like website, business cards, it had like this checklist of all this stuff. So I was like, oh cool, those are my bullet points, because when you're transitioning from full-time into your side hustle full-time, you need that stuff. Like you absolutely need that stuff. And the things I harp on Look, I wouldn't harp on it if they weren't being overlooked all the time. So when people hear me about my business cards, I'm on point about the business cards. Font size matters. I'm just saying.
Font size matters.
And for those that listen and they're probably like, she sounds a little different. You're absolutely right. I do sound a little different, and it is deliberate, and it is on purpose, because I want to be that guilty pleasure in your ears. But I love talking about it. I mean, it is, the stuff is overlooked. It's not stuff that, oh my God, it's Captain Obvious, you know, it's Captain Obvious stuff that business owners do. And they're still doing that's down. That's the, it's like, okay, you're 2-3 years still doing this. And I mean, there's a guy, and I didn't see it at first, but I was like, you've been in business for how many years doing what? And you make how much? And yet, if we need to submit support questions, it's at gmail.com, and you own like 4 domains. Like I said, and I was just like, oh, like, stop it. It's free. You already bought the domain name. You have a team of people. There is a technician that should tell you that, you know, even, and then there's another company, they make a lot of money too, and they send emails, but they didn't check their DK, like the disk scam or something, but it's basically, it verifies your hardcore domain to where you're sending stuff, so you don't end up in the spam file. So like, there's just little things like that. I'm like, this company's worth how much? And I have to keep saying, it's not spam. It's not spam. So it's just stuff that is right there. You know, I'm not digging up new stuff.
It's good.
It makes it easy.
It's good. And I feel like all of us out here, well, first off, somebody's watching this and they got a at Gmail. They're going to be like, we're hopefully working on that one as of today. Right.
Hopefully.
But the good thing is that especially for business owners, is that a show like yours is, it's kind of, you know, we all get busy, right? I'm sure when the individual set up that business, in all sincerity, they were thinking of all these other things. And then, you know, the years pass by and then like, wait a minute, I didn't even think about that. So it's not only a refresher for people that should be kind of focusing on some of these basics, in my opinion, but for those that are new, it's just a head start, right? It's a head start. So maybe you don't make some of the mistakes that, you don't have to make all the mistakes, right? You learn from other people's mistakes and or experiences, and then hopefully that speeds up their ability to succeed and to thrive in their business, which is the goal, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to spend some time on your business. So legalhelpforbiz.com. So tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Okay. So LegalHelp, the number 4, biz.com is a legal services agency. So we cater to business owners, individuals, and families, providing legal insurance, life insurance, health insurance, and cyber insurance. Now, identity theft insurance would be the consumer side, but cyber insurance would be the business side. And any combination of those, if I've got a business owner, I can also do voluntary benefits. So, I focus on the B2B.
And what type of clients do you typically work with? Do you work with only large, like enterprise, middle market? Do you also have like programs for the small business owner? Like, give us a little bit of that feel.
I'm small business owner, mom and pop. Okay. You know, they've been in business. They've got some notoriety. Nothing too big. I don't want to stretch myself thin. And even though, like, and I thought about it when I originally started, because I was like, what if they want me to fly somewhere? What if they want me to? And I was like, I don't want to do that. This was before COVID and Zoom. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, now I guess I could, but I'm like, I don't want to scale like that. I just want my nice little core 4 books that I can put that personal touch on and love on them.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, Lakeisha, it has been great having you back on the show. Thrilled to promote this book with you. And of course, your podcast. I just have to ask, we're going into 2023 as we record this, or maybe the next round, people will be listening to it early 2023. So I just have to say, what's next? What's next for you? What's next for your business?
You know what? I actually launched, like this year, I launched LH for Biz Enterprises, my LLC for business development advisory services. And I'm actually going to grow that a little bit in the real estate field because I have such nice notoriety from being a podcast hostess now and an author. So it has strengthened my branding and powered my 10 licensed states. So now I'm like, okay, let's get a little real estate going on. Yeah. That way I can make more cash flow, but still work with ones that can't necessarily afford my services. So it gives me a chance to do a little bit of philanthropy and keep my lights on.
Yeah.
Cause that's what I want. Awesome. I want like philanthropy, but I still want to keep my lights on.
So if somebody's watching this and they want to learn more and they want to also connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I have is it called Instagram? You can catch me on the IG at LEMAZUR, B like birthday, D like doggy, A like apple. So it's Lee Mazur, BDA. Oh, and put that little at symbol thing. And then you can catch me on the gram, the IG. So yeah.
Oh, Lakeisha, always great having you back on the show. So much fun. It's just so much fun. One of my favorite individuals to interview. So this has been a lot of fun for me. And just to let everybody know, we'll put all that information in the show notes so that you can just click on the link and go check out Lakeisha's Instagram page and obviously, of course, the website as well. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives, having them showcase their mission, the reason behind their mission, and really what they're out there doing in the world, trying to make it a better place. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Lakeisha, again, as always, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to watching your show continue to grow and to promoting this book with you. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Adam.